AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Americans in Mali, West Africa, are being warned to take shelter. Gunmen have stormed a Radisson Hotel there and are holding about 150 hostages. Our Andrew Selsky is in Africa.
It was actually around 10 gunmen that came in crying in Arabic, God is great. And they opened fire at the guards and took the people hostages.
The U.S. is telling Americans in Mali's capital of Bamako, where the hostage drama is underway, to take shelter. Meanwhile, a security official is telling us that surveillance video in Paris shows the alleged mastermind of the Paris terror attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, in the subway about an hour after the shootings and the attacks began. A third body, they say, has now been found there in Paris and in the Paris area in an apartment where the suspected mastermind was killed. French authorities say it was a woman's body, but we don't know yet exactly who she was. President Obama is in mostly Muslim Malaysia this morning, where he is urging young people to turn away from the vision behind the Paris terror attacks. Meanwhile, the president's team is talking to key senators about putting new limits on the visa waiver system here in the U.S. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California and Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona are working on a measure requiring anyone who's been to Iraq or Syria in the past 5 years to go through the regular visa process, which includes an in-person interview. Feinstein calls the ability to bypass visas the soft underbelly of U.S. national security.
Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard has been freed from a federal prison in North Carolina. The word came this morning from the Israelis. Pollard has been in prison for almost 30 years for handing over classified information to Israel. This is AP Radio News. What? Leave the U.S.? A new report finds that more Mexicans are moving out than moving in. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is in Washington with this.
Data from the Pew Research Center find in a five-year period ending last year, about 870,000 Mexicans moved into the U.S., but more than a million went back to Mexico. Many cite the desire to reunite with their families, but the sluggish U.S. economy and border enforcement are other big factors. A Pew researcher says the era of mass migration from Mexico is at an end, something they had been predicting for some time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is supporting the idea of creating a mandatory database to track Muslims in the United States, the latest in an escalating series of responses following the deadly terror attacks in Paris. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.